Welcome to the August 2006 edition of Judd's New England Journal, the rather curious monthly musings of Judson Hale, the editor-in-chief of Yankee Magazine, published for over 70 years in Dublin, New Hampshire. Have you ever cut the devil's throat? New Englanders don't necessarily need either adjectives or adverbs to describe something. In this column last February, I recalled my old friend and barber Bill Austin telling me a joke I might use in a forthcoming speech I was to make at the local women's club, and assuring me that, yes, I needn't worry, it was clean. In fact, he said, it was so clean, quote, you could tell it to your grandmother sitting on the John, unquote. Well, over breakfast at the Peterborough, New Hampshire diner a few weeks ago, we exchanged a few other examples of typically New England descriptive phrases and expressions that exclude, for the most part, adjectives and adverbs. Here are a few from Bill's memory. Like, it stands out like a blackberry in a pan of milk. Or, you can trust him as far as you can throw a meeting house by the steeple. She was dressed to death and drawers all empty. The fog was so thick you could cut it into chunks with your jackknife, or maybe the fog was so thick you could hardly spit. Here's one I remember. She was homely as a hedge fence. We used to say mud fence. Or as hell is wicked. Or she was as homely enough to stop a down train. I'm not sure what a down train is versus a regular train, but anyway, that was the expression. Her head looked like it had worn out two bodies. Comparisons like these, and we all know a lot of them, truly do communicate the desired image more quickly and cleanly than a number of descriptive adjectives do. One of the clearest in my mind is a certain phrase my father used when he, my sister, and I threw stones into the farm pond in front of our house. Once in a while, someone would throw a stone very high, and it would enter the water without making a splash. You cut the devil's throat, my father would say. You cut the devil's throat. And that sound will be in my mind forever. Morality is expressed in the form of maxims or sayings, you know, like haste makes waste, or all is not gold that glitters, iron bars do not a prison make, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But it seems to me that most of these are used universally, even though many are of New England origin. One in particular, however, may be exclusively New England's. At least the outsiders I have told it to never heard it said in their native areas. And that's just as well, because like so many maxims, it can be a brutal conversation stopper. I was once exposed to it some years ago in Weston, Vermont, while dining with Yankee Magazine writer and photographer the late Lawrence F. Willard. He was a true lover of fine food, incidentally. And his wife, Helen, and Helen's mother, the late Edith French, a native Vermonter, who was then quite elderly. It was time for dessert, and as a large bowl of homemade strawberry ice cream was being passed around, Larry said, you know, I'm not really supposed to eat ice cream, so I'll just take a very small helping. At which point old Etta French piped up, you might as well eat the devil as sip his broth. Poor Larry. He replaced the serving spoon that had been poised to take a modest scoop and silently passed the bowl along to me, and as I recall, I think I passed it along too.